I'm Phil Nee with sports. Over the weekend, boys basketball on Saturday, Platteville was a winner over Monona Grove, 73-63. Royal beat Blair Taylor, 73-50. And Wisconsin Dells over Reedsburg, 64-61, the final. Also, it was a win for Cambridge over Broadhead, 78-62. We begin a busy week for high school sports. It will cap off with conference clashes for wrestling teams coming up. Wrestlers, the girl wrestlers will be competing on Friday night in many cases, and on Saturday, the boys' teams will also be setting sail for places such as Prairie du Chien. They will host the boys' tournament coming up, the conference clash between the SWAL and SWC on Saturday, and Royal will host the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament, which will be held on Saturday morning there, with wrestling to get underway around 9:30. We'll have coverage of both of those events coming up this weekend on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. A boys basketball note for tonight: the Riverdale at Kickapoo boys basketball game has been moved to tomorrow night. There was a scheduling conflict, so they moved the Riverdale Kickapoo boys game to Tuesday night. JV will start tomorrow at 4:30, and varsity will follow. Some boys games tonight elsewhere. Iowa Grant is at Ithaca. It is senior night for the Ithaca seniors in boys basketball. Lafarge is at Hillsboro. Mauston at Royal. Schulzburg at Cassville. Southwestern travels to Potosi. Wisconsin Dells at Lodi. Lancaster at Mineral Point. Cuba City visits Platteville. Wisconsin Heights at Belleville. And Boscobel at River Ridge. In girls basketball, Riverdale with a good close matchup. A non-conference game tonight at Highland. It's Boscobel playing at River Ridge and Cuba City at Platteville. Plus, Barneville travels to River Valley. Should be a good matchup. We'll have it on the radio tonight, beginning with a pregame time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports around 7:15. River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse talked to us recently about the possibility of a shot clock coming into Wisconsin basketball and his thoughts.
I like the concept of, teams that you get up 6-8 points and stuff like that, and I feel like some teams will just pull it out and really stop playing basketball and stuff like that, and that's, frustrating to watch, especially at the state tournament and the playoffs and things like that. I know you're playing to the win and stuff like that, but I feel like it just slows down the game and stalls it out and things like that, where you want to keep playing basketball, and I think it'd definitely be a learning curve for a lot of teams in Wisconsin, but I think a lot of the neighboring states, I know Iowa's got it, I think Minnesota's getting it, and things like that. So I think it's kind of an inevitable thing too, that we're going to end up having it. And I think it just makes a little faster paced game, and you can't just have those pull out possessions. It makes the offense work to attack and get a good look. And then also, defensively getting teams to play defense too, and not just pack it in a 2-3 zone. And hopefully we can clean up the game and make it a better game for the girls to develop their skills, and also the fans to watch and things like that.
River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse. His team hosting Barneveld this evening. Youth bowling scores from over the weekend. On Saturday, the girls' high series, Jocelyn Adams with a 538. Abby Weigel rolled a 307. Jocelyn Adams with a 195 game. Abby Weigel a 114. For the boys, Trayton Shep, 633 series. Thomas Friel, 550. Caden Keller, a 544. Trayton Shep led the way with a 242. Brady Blado, a 208. Thomas Friel, a 205. In youth bowling from over the weekend. A fourth quarter collapse cost the Bucks a 132-119 loss Sunday night. The Memphis Grizzlies outscored Milwaukee 39-20 in that period. Giannis Antetokounmpo led an unusually balanced scoring attack with 30 points, while six Bucks finished in double figures. Milwaukee's record falls to 26-21. The team travels to Oklahoma City for a tough battle on the road, scheduled for tonight. Dame Lillard says you can't turn the ball over.
When you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. It's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down the stretch of a game.
And Dame says the Grizzlies are a young, fast, upstart team.
They're a young team and an active team. They play hard. They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all come in with that same energy. You know, they fly around, they crash the glass, they play fast. They play a disruptive game, you know, in a physical game. And, you know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy. You know, you got to meet them where they are. And, you know, we gave up a lot of extra opportunities.
The Bucks play at Oklahoma City tonight. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off time. Elsewhere, it was Detroit over the Chicago Bulls, 127-119, Cleveland 144, and Dallas 101, Toronto 115, the Clippers 108, and Boston 118, Philadelphia 110. College basketball yesterday, Nebraska knocked off number 16 rated Oregon, 77-71. Number 18 Illinois over Ohio State by a score of 87-79. Marquette was knocked off by UConn Saturday at home, 77-69. The Golden Eagles shot only 32% against the two-time defending national champions. Senior guard Cam Jones led the offense with 22 points, and Chase Ross had 19. Marquette trailed 42-29 at halftime, so when they got hot in the second half, they were too far back to catch up. A crowd of 18,129 set a five Serve Forum record for the program. The Eagles play St. John's on the road on Tuesday. The Badger men's team got hot from the outside the three-point line, especially coming from 9 points down to beat Northwestern Saturday, 75-69. John Tanjay was Wisconsin's top scorer with 27 points. All of Carter Gilmore's career-high 15 points came in the second half. The Badgers trailed by 9 at 44-35 with 14 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. By the 3:33 mark, they were up 71-60. Wisconsin hosts Indiana coming up on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in sport news from over the weekend, good news from the Brewers. We haven't heard a lot of Brewer news in the offseason, especially not lately, and certainly Milwaukee looking at the start of the season, as all teams are, for pitchers and catchers reporting in just a little bit, just about a week or so. And the Brewers catcher William Contreras agreed to a one-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A two-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning National League Central champions includes a team option for 2026. Contreras, now 27, batted .281 with a .365 on-base percentage, 23 homers and 92 RBIs in 155 games last year, and was an All-Star for the second time in three seasons. He hit .289 in 2023 with a .367 on-base percentage, 17 home runs, and 78 RBIs. In a move that could hit both the linebacking core and the running backs room, the Packers need to replace assistant coach Anthony Capinelli. He's taken a job as defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has been given a lot of credit for the development of rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, and the Green Bay rushing attack was one of the most effective in the NFL during the 2024 season. This will be Capinelli's first defensive coordinator position at the professional level. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Monday morning sports.